He was really fun of your Rasul. He remained so engrossed remembering the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that in every beauty, he would remember the Holy Prophet, what they say. When you look at a garden, you feel good. People say, what lovely flowers, what a beautiful garden. What does Allah Hazrat say when he looks at flowers, when he sees a garden?
Unhi ki boo maayae saman hai. Unhi ka jalwa chaman chaman hai. Unhi se gulshan mehak rahe.
People say, the sky is beautiful, the moon looks good, how lovely it looks. But Allah Hazrat sees the moon, especially that of the first lunar night, he says to that moon too, so what if you are very beautiful? Go to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and beg for the whole month.
Peek le sarkar se la jald ka sa noor ka, bahe nau taiba mein batka hai mahina noor.
When he looks at the moon of the 14th night, that really looks beautiful. The world has recently witnessed the full moon. Allah Hazrat says, the moon is stained, isn't it? Oh moon, you made a mistake. The Holy Prophet passed by you on the night of ascension. You should have picked the dust that his feet touched and applied it to your face. That would have made you stainless.
Chitam kiya kaisi mat kati thi. Kamar wo khaak unke rah guzar ki. Uthana laya ke malte malte ye daag sab dekhna mite the.
He sees stars, the twinkling stars. People say stars in the sky look lovely. They really do. But see the level of his devotion to the Holy Prophet, that even stars remind him of the Holy Prophet. He says,
wahi to jo ban chalak raha hai, wahi to ab tak tapak raha hai. Nahane mein jo gira tha pani, katore taron ne bhar liya.
My master was bathed on the night of ascension. The drops of that water were preserved by stars. You know, be it imagination or what, everything made him remember the Holy Prophet. The flower's fragrance makes him say,
kya Madine se saba aayi ke phoolon mein hai aaj, kuch nayi bu, beeni beeni, pyari pyari, wah wah.
This is a lesson, isn't it? In every aspect of life, everywhere in life, we should remember whose follower we are, whose devotees we are, making certain that we never put his memories aside, because once you make the devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam part of your life, you don't go to sins, the disobedience. Let me tell you an account that presents a glorious message of Allah Hazrat's life and his devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leading us to the right way of life. What you said was right. He who's not his is not ours. Some people came to Allah Hazrat. It is a famous account. They were from a nearby estate called Nanpara. They wanted him to write praising poetry of the viceroy. There used to be influential viceroys who made poets write praising poetry for themselves. The viceroy will become happy and would pay them huge rewards. Allah Hazrat was a famous poet of the time. Some people said, sir, you also sometimes have things pending due to some financial matters. Why don't you write praising poetry for the viceroy? You write so many poetic compositions. It's certain you will get the first position. You will win a big prize. Allah Hazrat picked his pen. The people of that time would have thought he would outrank all. He would write one of the best encomiums. The viceroy will become happy. No doubt he wrote one of the best encomiums. But not for some viceroy, but for his master. What a piece of writing. Brother Ashfaq, you have read it out many times and you tell us too.
Kamal-e husne huzoor hai.
This program doesn't cover the explanation of the poetry. The closing couplet is awesome.
Karu madhe ahle duval raza, pade is bala mein meri bala. Main gada hoon apne kareem ka, mera deen paaraye na.
So Allah Hazrat gave a wonderful lesson through his life and devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am the beggar to my master. I am the follower of my prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My religion isn't based on a piece of bread that I praise a viceroy for a few coins. This is although an account, it is a prospectus for us to live a life. Whatever matter comes across, be it that of business, something related to a family ceremony, no matter what it is about, make sure it doesn't make you disobey Allah Almighty and His Messenger. People say, I'll do it, I'll also have to. I'll need to do this to please my relatives. This is such a good deal. I will have to be in this. May these words shine there to guide. My religion isn't a piece of bread that I sell it for a few coins. People have begun to compromise.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world.